AMC has laid off 600 corporate staff. So they closed all their theaters for an indefinite period of time. I mean, those people are pretty much fired. They'll get rehired later. That's how they do that. But now the corporate staff, including the CEO, all been furloughed. We really are looking at niche industries. And the movie theater industry, despite the fact that, you know, Disney made seven $1 billion films last year, it's always in a precarious position, especially with the rise of streaming and so forth. You could be looking at a, I don't think it'll ever go away because the Hollywood is too, it needs it for award season, but a huge reduction in the amount of theaters. A couple people in the chat room, like myself, have been talking about the film Demolition Man. And you wouldn't look at the film Demolition Man as a prophetic film. But no more touching. You have to do the air high five. But if anybody else knows about the franchise wars, they only eat Taco Bell there because that was the only one that survived. You may be looking at, in the short term, something like that as far as movie theaters, certain industries where only your Amazons, your Walmarts, the mom-and-pop store is gone. Movie theaters, comic book stores. Most comic book stores, if there's one in your area, I don't think anybody here actually goes and pulls comics anymore. But be prepared to see that for lease in the next month. Be prepared. I know it sounds like the Scar song from Lion King. Be prepared. Be prepared. Next week is April 1st. Yeah. How many? And we just saw 3.2 million people go on unemployment. And really, it is important. This is not fear-mongering. I'm trying not to. I'm just trying to take a look at what's going to happen ahead. Businesses that are mortgaged to the hill, like the Cheesecake Factory, has already announced, hey, April 1st coming, that great, we ain't paying none of our stores. And I know Fort Worth lobbied hard to get a Cheesecake Factory in there and revamped Sundance Square, which is awesome. But that's going to be without rent next month. What about, I know Austin just passed an ordinance, the city of Austin, that says it's giving people 60 days to collect rent and things like that. And you'll see a lot of municipalities and counties kind of pass these things like where people will get like a 60-day grace period. And that'll help. But even those are just kind of blunting the overall impact. The impact of a pandemic that has swept the United States and the world. And I'm not talking about COVID-19 Wuhan superbug. I'm talking about one of the oldest pandemics in history, and that's fear. This fear of our lives, you and I, fellow American citizen, fellow human unit, of being uncomfortable, being sick. Ooh, I don't want to get sick. If I get sick, I'm just going to go to the Walgreens and drink a whole bottle of NyQuil until I feel better. Or any kind of discomfort that our generations, four generations ago, would be laughing at us. The way we are panicking over this. The way that we have absolutely taken a sledgehammer to the kneecaps of this economy just because people are afraid of getting sick. The numbers are not bearing it out. And people like myself and people like Mike Church have been talking about the fact that these numbers don't add up. And now the Imperial College is like, my bad. Yeah, let's reduce that by like over half. But cool, I'm glad your country's in lockdown. Of course, what are they going to say?
It's because the quarantines worked. Durr.
No. It's because these are all just insane reactions to what happened in China. And the longer this passes and the more impact this is having on the economy, this is absolutely, I will never discount the fact that this is most likely a weapon from China unleashed to cripple the world economy, just to say, oh, just remember, you need China, because if you take China out, we take you out with the sniffle. We're going to make you sneeze, and we're going to shut down entire economy just because you go achoo, ha-ha. Now buy our chicken. So there's that. There's also the idea that and I think J. Arthur Bloom brought this up a week ago. This is really why you don't want globalism, right? You don't want globalism because if you had a small town that was mostly self-sufficient, right? 1950s, even back then, you had a factory that was whatever producing, name your product, and the town was built around it, and you know, you could shut down for a week or two and then start back up because everybody's worked up, everybody's got their supplies, everything is self-sufficient. And so you take the week off for a celebration. Let's say you take off Eastertide, right? For us fellow Catholics, you know what I'm talking about. Or Christmastide, that's a better one. You take the Christmastide off because it's the winter, nothing's growing anyway, everybody kind of just hangs out. It's not a big deal. But when everything's become so interconnected, yeah, it's like dominoes. And so when you hear this, and we're going to play this clip from CNBC when it was announced. Yeah, people are like, oh man, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. What the hell do you mean you didn't think it was going to be this bad? Let's listen to the CNBC clip right now.
Rick, the number, sir.
It's a big number. It's a big number. 3,283,000 are initial jobless claims. Say it again. 3,283,000. Continuing claims on a different timeline by a week. 1.803 million, so 1,803,000 on continuing claims. Just to put a little perspective here, I went back. March of 09, we were 665,000. In October of 82, we were 695,000. So these are huge numbers. But then again, you know, if you tell somebody, a lady who's pregnant, that you're going to have triplets, don't be shocked when you come home with three babies. They shut down the system. These numbers have to be large, but they are still shocking nonetheless. Hey, that's not all the data. Let's look at the rest of it. Advanced goods trade balance for February, that's minus 59.9 billion. That's smaller than the 63 we were expecting. Wholesale inventories were down 2/10. Retail inventories, these are all February, were down 3/10. GDP, third look, fourth quarter as we end the first quarter, remained at 2.1. No surprises there. And then, of course, these huge jumps in jobless claims. Joe, you know, there's not much to say. Everybody did good research, you know, from Goldman, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley. They gave us a heads up. We had, of course, our head of the Fed talking to America this morning with regard to preparing them for this. But it's still shocking nonetheless.
So the head of the Fed, as he just mentioned, went on, I believe it was, he was on the one of the morning talk shows. And he said, yep, we're in a recession. And this is what Trump was talking about when he said the cure can't be worse than the disease. And if you think this number is bad, wait a week. Because there's no way that people can be, well, we thought it was going to be a big number. Like the guy said, you can't shut down everything on a moment's notice. Yep, we're going to do quarantines. Snap. And then people went to work one day, woke up, didn't have the job the next day. People woke up with a family business they've been running for 30 years, woke up the next day. There was a note on the door from the useless bureaucrat who got elected 3 months ago, 4 months ago, saying, for your health and safety, we're shutting down And you can only go do to-go orders. That's it. You can't have, my business is not built. My restaurant is not built for to-go orders. Well, sorry. It's for everybody's safety. I'm sorry. What? What do you mean? Now I have no business. Sorry. For everybody's safety. And you know how public officials are. They're so insufferable. Ugh. But what is the solution, right? Because we don't want to just sit here and just in fear. Oh, everything's terrible. What is the solution? Get people back to work. You cannot have this continuing unemployment. I have a feeling, I hope. Let me say this. I hope President Trump tomorrow on the 15th day of his quarantine shutdown, whatever, the fight the flu, he'll look at the numbers and say, listen, we're doing good. We have these guidelines. I want people to go back to work. You should go back to work. I'm going to call these governors and I'm going to encourage them when their 15 or 14 days are up to get people back to work. Because all of this has just kneecapped. And it's really done what? It's led people to do what? Look to the government.